pushing a pen to cutting down trees. They gave us an axe and a crosscut saw and showed us how to swing the axe and make the cut on the tree, whichever way it was going to fall. And then two of you used the crosscut saw and you yelled, "Timber!" Railway sleepers, slabs, pit props, telephone poles, you know, it depended on the size and shape. They were cut up into.
There is still a lot of physical work out in the forest, but it's nothing to compare to the labour that those women did back then, working with handheld tools. There was no such things as chainsaws or I think they had tractors, but you know, they were still using horses back then, whereas nowadays we have big machines for doing the sort of harvesting work, which is mainly what Christina was involved in. Well, getting coal out required pit props. Pit props require trees. We couldn't import any timber. We were used to, through the Victorian era, importing all of our timber from abroad. So we were already starting with not a huge amount of trees. Supplies were cut off from abroad, so we had to cut down the trees in the country to produce coal, to heat and light the country. A lot of demand for wood, no ability to get supplies from abroad. So it's absolutely crucial to the war effort, and one that I think has gone under-recognised in time.
Looking back on it now, I realise what hard work it was. But at the time, you were all there and you all did what you had to do, and that was it.